Stott swings, hits a bouncer to first. Flores has it, steps on first, throws to second. The tag by Adames, and the game's over. 3-6 double play, the way it ends tonight. As the Phillies, unable to come through in the clutch again today to support Christopher Sanchez. And obviously a difficult bottom of the eighth inning for Orion Kerkering and for Phil Cuzzi. Giants win it 3-1.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio once again today alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philly. Hey, listen. You know, this is the last week that we're going to not talk about football.
How about that?
Training camp start next week for some team.
Don't speak too soon.
What's talking about?
What do you mean?
He said last week we're not going to talk about football.
I said, wait a minute. Right?
We're
going to start talking about football, right?
We'll talk a little bit of football.
Did I say it wrong?
I mean, you just implied we're not going to talk about football until next week.
You know what?
I mean, that's wrong.
I should have said the last week before football season officially starts.
Yes.
That's probably better because we talk about football all the time.
Okay.
Which is kind of insane. I mean, I can't believe that we figured that out today. The teams are going into camp next week.
It's
insane.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, my clock is always kind of tuned to
set
this
on time. Football time?
Yeah, it's set on this, man. You know, because it's all a part of stretch scene because, you know, you got to go back to camp. You got to be, you know, you got to be ready to go and stuff.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not going to nobody's training camp, you know, you still got to be, you know, representing.
The body seems to this time of year.
Yeah, you know, you still feel that.
You're just accustomed to it. But we will talk a little football a little later on in the show. But where we need to start, obviously with the Phillies. You heard Scott Fransky there. The final call last night. Phillies offense dead again. They lose 3-1 to the San Francisco Giants. They waste another tremendous outing from one of the starting pitchers, Sanchez. I think maybe a little ticked off. I think that he didn't make the All-Star game last night. Hugh, that looked like an angry pitcher last night.
I think they're all a little angry, man. When you look at the contributions that they've been given, they've had some pretty great outings these last couple of weeks. Offense just is still trying to figure out their way, man.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that has been the case lately.
And it's tough to watch. It's tough to watch. Last night, not a ton of base runners, but again, they can't come through with runners in scoring position.
How many innings did you make it last night?
I made it 8.5.
You did?
I fell asleep right before they blew it.
Kyle, how many you make?
I'm not going to lie.
I almost made it to the end. I almost made it.
Kyle did not want to admit that he didn't make it, I guess.
I tried.
No, because he was making fun of me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Did you make it?
It was late, man.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I was just trying to see where y'all were.
Yeah.
I made it to 6.
All right. I made it to 8. But it seems like I fell asleep at the right time right before things went downhill. But if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494. But, Hugh, the more I watch this team, the more it becomes clear to me that this iteration of the Phillies is not good enough. Like, they're good enough to win a lot of games. They're good enough to go to the playoffs. But they're not good enough to win in the postseason. This team, as it stands, is not good enough to win a World Series. And we talk a lot about, okay, what can they do at the deadline? And a lot of times it's through the lens of minor moves. What can you do to impact the outfield in a little bit of a way? What can you do to slightly improve the bullpen? To me, that's not going to do it. I think this team needs a real shakeup. I think they need a major shakeup. I think they need to make some sort of a drastic move at the trade deadline. And we want to know from you out there today, 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies need a major shakeup at the deadline, or can they get by just making minor moves, minor improvements to the outfield, minor improvements to the bullpen? I think they need something major to shake up this team. Where do you fall, Hugh?
First off, I don't believe that to be true. I think they are good enough to win a World Series. I think this is just the ebb and flow of baseball. Now, at risking making baseball fans mad at me, I think that there was a concerted effort last night to try to play small ball. There was an effort there, and it didn't work out that way. But I saw the effort, and I think that they are aware of where they are. You know, Bryce Harper not having the power that he needs right now. This offense not hitting, you know, home runs like they used to. So I feel like this story isn't written yet. So when you say that they're not good enough, they just need to get hot at the right time. They need to, for lack of a better way of saying it, tread water, if you will, and get hot at the right time. Because your pitching has been phenomenal. And when you look at the pitching that you had last night, 7 strong innings, that's something that you look at and say, hey, if we can just get this offense going just a little bit, we'll have a shot.
Well, and that's what they need. And you talk about getting hot at the right time, Hugh. And that's something Trey Turner talked about so far as the way the team has played. Here's Trey on the Phillies and how they played so far this season.
I think you have to struggle. And, you know, like you said, we have such high expectations. Sometimes we feel like we're failing and we're really not. But those struggles, I think, are really good for you at the end of the season. So, you know, I've said it a lot this year and I kind of still believe it. I don't think we've really played our best baseball yet. And I think that's a really good thing to be where we're at. Try to get hot those last month and a half, and then go into the postseason playing good baseball. I think so far this year has kind of lined up that way, and we still got, you know, work to do. We got to make it happen, and we got to play good baseball if we want to achieve that. But I think the struggles early on are a really good thing for a club, and we got the veteran guys and the young guys in here to kind of blend together and have a good group. So I like where we're at, but, you know, I think the one thing I always say is winning championships is very, very hard. There's only one team that gets to do it. You know, every year there's probably 6-7 teams that are like, oh, this is their year, and only one of those teams get to do it. So it's very hard, but I think we got the right group.
Well, and first off, I disagree with the perspective of, oh, we haven't played our best baseball yet. That's actually a good thing. That's an interesting way to look at it from Trey Turner. But if I'm being real, I wish I felt that way. But I watch this team every day. I watch this offense every day. I don't feel like they're good enough to win the playoffs. We saw it last year against the Mets. We saw it against Arizona 2 years ago. And I think they know it as an organization, too. Because think back after that series. Think about the offseason. And the big story right after the season ended was the Phillies, okay, they're looking for a real shakeup.
Yeah.
They're looking to trade Alec
Boehm. And they didn't do it.
They didn't get it done. They weren't able, I guess, to find a deal that they thought made sense for them. But what that tells me, Hugh, is that they know they need something. Like, they know they need to shake it up. They didn't, I guess, by default. But this team, I just watch them, and they remind me so much of the team that got eliminated last year. And if they don't do something drastic, I don't think anything's going to end differently.
Now, I think they do need to make some moves. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like this offense hasn't been anemic. But they're trying. And I think that you have the initial pieces to push yourself over the top. But to your point, Alec Boehm last year, couldn't trade him. Could not trade him, couldn't find a trade partner for him. There was a lot of rumors about him not being here. He talked about how grateful he was during the course of the season to be here. But I feel like if you just get enough offense going with the way that this pitching staff is going, and this is the ebb and flow, but right now they're hot. There's no question about that. This pitching staff is hot. I think that you do have enough to win with. And to his point, when you talk about not playing your best baseball, let's use the Eagles as an example and how they played during the course of the year. I don't think that until we got to the end and got into the playoffs that people felt their feelings about them winning the Super Bowl got stronger. And, you know, once they did it, it was like, wow. So I say all that to say that you want to, for lack of a better term, tread water,
mm-hmm.
or be, you know, somewhere in the mix and win games until you hit that sweet spot. Because we've seen this team at the end of the season when they didn't hit the sweet spot and the bats went super cold.
Yeah, and we have seen that. And that's what gives me pause about this season. And it's why I feel like they need to do something major. And again, to go back to the Boehm thing, like, I think that was real. I think the way the Phillies were looking at shaking up this team, I feel like they came out of that series and the initial reaction. Remember, John Middleton had said something like, Dave Dombrowski's treating this thing as like the house is on fire. Like, we need to do something drastic. And here was Bryce Harper back in the talking about the Alec Boehm situation after last season.
Obviously, they were real. You know, he had a possibility of going somewhere else. And a lot of guys in here, man, including myself, we love that kid over there. He plays the game and plays it hard and understand what it takes, man. And he just needs to not put pressure on himself too much and just have fun, enjoy what he does. And what a big at bat for him to come through right there.
And like he said there, those Alec Boehm rumors, they were real. And that's the thing. I look at this team. I don't know if trading Boehm is necessarily the answer. But it's got to be something major. Whether it's trading somebody from the major league roster, whether it's making a splash and getting just a real difference maker out there. And we'll get to some names that we've kind of thought of here throughout the course of the show. But I just feel like this team needs a jolt. And if we're looking at minor moves, they're the moves here that Dave Dombrowski just hasn't found a way to execute on those minor moves.
Yeah, I mean, it's been unfortunate. But when you talk about, when I look at the baseball standings right now, TK, and I look at some of the teams that are still in the hunt, you know, math is not my thing, but you got a lot of teams that are within 10 games of each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that. They're within 10 games of each other. And with that being said, some teams are not going to be willing to give up their pieces. And if they do give up their pieces, they're going to want to fleece you. So you got to ask yourself, when we talk about major moves, how major do you want to go?
I'm paying.
You want to go Andrew Painter, major?
I consider trading Painter.
Because that's our biggest piece that I can think of. And, you know, when you talk about the players that we have on the roster, Alec Bohm, if you want to try to trade him, we've already seen in offseason that that's probably not a big market for him.
Right. And it's just one of these things where I just look at, and again, so much of it comes back to this rotation. And again, you waste another tremendous start from Sanchez last night. I just feel like, what is the saying? Desperate times call for desperate measures. Drastic times call for drastic measures.
That works too.
Yeah. And I feel like that's where we are right now, because you can't afford to not go all in on this team. You can't afford to waste this pitching staff. And I feel like we know the result. If they don't go do something like that, does going and making a splash move, does it guarantee anything? Of course not. But I feel like that's really your only chance to win big and win a World Series. Love to get your take on it. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn producing the show.
Kyle.
Where do you fall, Kyle? Is Kyle with me? Go out, make a splash, make a big move. Or don't tell me we're getting perspective,
well,
Kyle.
No, no, well,
again
so,
tonight.
All right. I'm not going to give you perspective because I agree with the premise that. They need to make changes at this trade deadline. But given Dave Dombrowski's track record with making trades, I think it'd be better for them. Like, if you're asking me between making one big impact move here or multiple minor moves where you're trading away some prospects and getting guys that can fit multiple pieces, maybe like another outfielder, another right-handed bat, maybe a bullpen guy or two, as opposed to like, what you said with the Alec Bohm thing, or like making a big shakeup on the major league roster, I would rather do the smaller moves. Like, it just gives you more of a chance of hitting on one of these guys. Like, what if you do that trade and it doesn't work out for you? Like, yeah. then you put all your eggs in this one basket. Like, I would rather have my eggs distributed. Multiple baskets.
But we've tried distributing the eggs and they haven't hatched.
I know, but that's the problem. Like, he's not been a very good trader at the deadline. Like, his moves have kind of sucked. So, like, well, they got, I'll give you for example, last year they got Austin Hayes and Estevez. What if they just did one big move and it didn't work out? Whereas we got Estevez, who at least helped you out to some degree. Hayes didn't, but they were one for two. I'd rather give myself a chance of going like one for three. Then going 0 for 1. What are you laughing at?
Go for the big move, man.
I'm going to fight Max, man. I'm fighting
Why?
Max.
Why?
Because I'm trying to sneak and put this mint in my mouth.
Oh, is he zooming in on
it? And he's zooming in every time. And I know I'm about to get killed in the chat.
First of all, stop putting mints in your mouth while we're on the air.
This is the reason why I'm going to get killed by you people. Because
you're trying to do mukbang in the middle of our show.
I'll tell you, I'm
trying to chew on this mint. And Max is shooting the camera. And I'm trying to take it out of my mouth.
I need you to lock in.
I'll tell you what.
Get the mint out of your mouth.
This is like Jack with the pitching. Is Hugh with the you people. It's 10:14. And Hugh's already worried about you people. At the end of the show.
Because I'm like, damn it, Max keep cutting to me. I'm trying to get the mint out of my mouth. And I'm like, they about to kill me. They about to kill me this morning.
Max is on his game early today. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But do you think the Phillies need a big splash, or are you okay with the minor moves? Again, I look at Dave Dombrowski. He hadn't been able to do the minor moves. Dave Dombrowski, when he got here, his reputation was, this guy's a big Stones GM.
Big Stones.
Give me that guy, Hugh.
I
want the big Stones Dave Dombrowski, not little Stones Dombrowski.
No, you know what's funny? I remember when I got here, because I got here around the time that, you know, the Phillies started to go on the run.
Yep.
And he was talking about, it was kind of like the Jermaine Dupri, what was his name, Sean Carter video, Money Ain't a Thing.
Jay-Z, I was about to say, Dave Dombrowski and Jermaine Dupri, I never thought would be compared to each other.
It was like he was talking about Money Ain't a Thing. We're going to spend. And he's kind of held pat, I should say. And I think a lot of people are upset about that. That's why when you look at the phone lines, they're talking about everybody needs to think that they need to make a big splash. Because they really, when you talk about it, as far as the trade deadline is concerned, that has not happened. No big splash at the trade deadline.
No. Little Sons.
Wait a minute. Who was it, Kyle, that we were talking about getting it? What was it, from the Marlins? And he ended up going to the Yankees, but he wasn't a
Jazz,
fit.
Jazz Chisholm.
Jazz Chisholm. That's right. That's right. My bad. Kyle was on the phone.
Yeah, that worked out.
Yeah. No,
Jazz Chisholm was good for the Yankees.
I know.
No, but,
yeah.
But you remember, we were talking about a fit guy. He didn't fit the culture.
Yeah.
Maybe because he didn't ride. He didn't go to a baseball spring training in a minivan or whatever. Maybe that's what it was. He didn't
yeah, that's fit probably the urban exactly.
energy. What'd you call it? The suburban energy?
Suburban energy.
Yeah, maybe they need a little bit of a jolt. Maybe you need, like, you just need something. That's what I'm pleading for. So, is the Phillies just need something to shake things up? I don't know exactly what it is, but you need to figure something out.
But here's my worry, because the thing about Boehm is, right now, you're not locked into him long term. You're not locked into a few of these guys long term. And I think one of the best things that Dombrowski did this offseason, while everyone's craps on it, is that he didn't overcommit to the core, right? It's really Nola, Harper, Turner. And that's, granted, like, that's a pretty solid commitment. But after that, Castellanos is gone soon. Real Muto's gone soon. Schwarber's gone soon. Boehm, it can be gone soon. Ranger can be gone soon. Like, they have flexibility to make major moves if this doesn't work out this season. So I think it's better for them to try and go, I know nobody wants to hear it, but just make some smaller additions to what this roster is right now. Give them one more chance to put up or shut up. And then if it's shut up, then you can start really making major moves in the offseason.
And I get that thinking, but the bottom line is this. You have a starting rotation that is the best in baseball right now. Like, you have an historically great rotation right now. Who knows if you're going to have that next year? You're probably not going to have Ranger next year. Who knows what Lizardo is going to look like, what his future is going to be?
You got to strike the iron while the iron's hot.
Exactly. Who knows what Nola's going to be moving forward after this injury? So I just feel like you got to take advantage now. And if you sacrifice a little bit in the future, I'm down to do that, but would love to get your take. Do you want the Phillies to make a big splash, or do you want them to make minor moves at the deadline to try to improve the current roster? I'd make a major splash, and if that does mean trading an Alec Boehm, trading somebody from the major league roster, that's something I'd look into. 215-592-9494. Let's get started on the phones with Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy Cannonball Splash Day, man.
What's going on, man? How you doing? Good morning.
We need to make a big, big wave here, guys. You guys have hit the nail on the head. At least TK has. Hugh, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Thank you, Chris.
you can't waste this pitching staff. This is one of the best pitching staffs ever. This is historically a great pitching staff, starting pitching staff that we have. You can't waste that. And, again, all of your cornerstone players are all getting long into two. This is the end. You got Rumuto, who's having a down year. And again, like, we know he's old. That's why we don't know if he's going to get a contract extension. You know, you got all of these guys aging. Bryce got bad hands now. He's got busted wrists. Trey, God only knows what's going on with that guy in his head when the ball's hit directly at him.
Yeah, the defense showed up again last night, Chris. Not great.
Excellent. Yeah, it was great. Again, all of those moves, the Marshes, the Castellanos, the Schwarbers, it's all coming to an end. You can't sit there and say, hey, we're going to push it to next year. That's what they did last year, because they figured, hey, we'll push it. We'll let it see how it plays out. But then next year's all in year. This is it. Listen, when Dave Dombrowski got hired, no one said he's a push guy. No one said, hey, he's a, hey, kind of, you know, play it small ball. Let's just pick up a couple of guys. That's not how he operates. This year is where he's got to get back to his roots, because he doesn't have time, because he has to win. This team has to win. The window is closing. So everybody's got their price. Go out there, sell Painter, sell whomever you need to. Jack Fritz is listening. He's going to have a heart attack right now. Sell Aiden Miller. I don't care. Make a splash. You need a big bat. And go crazy. Make a splash in the bullpen, too. I don't care. Raid that box. Hey, well, we're talking about sellouts. Can we talk about three sellouts here?
Continue, Chris. Sorry. You just like the raid the box line.
Yeah, well, yeah. If talking about everybody's got their price, I want to remind some people that listen to WIP. There's some real sellouts that are on this radio station.
So strong.
Take it easy, Chris.
Let's start with number three. That's one Isaiah Reese. Ike Reese sold out to Cowboy Jim.
I do not endorse this, Ike.
Wait a minute. What did I do?
Cowboy Jim upgraded him to first class and gave him a drink, and now he's Cowboy Jim friendly. Number two is his partner in crime from the show, Mr. Fritz, because he also was upgraded on that trip and made Cowboy Jim a top five caller. That guy's a top five loser in the world. Forget caller. And number one, numero uno, Jasmine Spice with splash of bourbon himself, Mr. Hugh Douglas, who sold out to that fraud of loser
I didn't sell out. I'm neutral. I'm Switzerland. I don't endorse anything.
Listen. Price tag on your head. But you know what, guys? I digress. I'm sorry to go off subject here. You know what? Dave, I need you all in, Dave. All in. Move it all in. Go big or go home, all right? I don't want a splash. I want a giant T-S-U-N-A-M-I tsunami move.
Oh, I was about to say, I didn't know what he was spelling.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Thanks. Yeah, I always try to guess what he's gonna spell at the end there. Tsunami. Credit for knowing how to spell tsunami.
What
That's
is
not
it?
An easy one. T-S-U-N-A-N-I.
N-A-M-I. Tsunami, right?
T-S-U-M-A-N-I.
Okay, if you say so, let me Google it.
Yeah, but nice guy. Chris is right. You need to make a tsunami. You need to make a splash.
It's T-S-U-N-A-M-I.
Tsunami. Oh, you're right. Why did I spelled Sumani. You're right. I don't know what's going on with
this. This is a disaster.
This is a disaster of a segment.
It's par for the course. Yeah. What are you talking about?
My bad. 215-592-9494. That's why when I spelled it, you're like, all right, if you say so.
I'm not
going to
argue with you because it ain't like I'm out here. Like,
you were dead right.
I'm not a rogue scholar. I ain't winning no spelling bee.
I tried to correct you just to be hilariously wrong.
It is what it is.
215-592-9494. Do you need Dave Dombrowski to make a splash move at the deadline? Do you want to shake up this team? I would. If that means trading Bohm, if that means trading Painter, I don't care. You need to take advantage of the team that you have right now. You need to take advantage of the here and now this year. Or are you okay with minor moves? Are you okay with little moves in the outfield, little moves in the bullpen? We need Big Stones Dombrowski back. That's what he was when he got here. We haven't seen it yet. I want Dave to make a major move. What would you rather see the Phillies do with this deadline? We'll get more into that when we return. More big splash on the roster or a few minor moves. Your calls on that. Plus, when we get back, get to some of the things Dave Dombrowski said recently in a sit-down interview with Scott Lauber of the Inquirer at the deadline. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. Alongside Hugh Douglas, this is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
No, he didn't with the shake it up, did he? What's saying? Is this the Cars?
I don't know who this
the
is.
The Doors?
Who
is
this?
The Cars.
Or Kyle. The Cars. Okay, there you go.
See, I know some music. I don't know the Beatles catalog, though. That's where, you know, I get...
Who knows the Beatles?
Well, I liked your Dave Dombrowski, Jermaine Dupri
segment. Ferrari, Jaguar, switching four lanes.
They're just two people I never thought would be compared.
With the top down screaming out, money ain't a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what you're talking about. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show. Talking all about the Phillies start the show today. And Phillies lose 3-1 last night against the Giants. Another lackluster night for the offense. They have a couple chances. Can't push across more than one run. Waste another tremendous outing from Christopher Sanchez. I mean, 7 Ks. He had that changeup last night. Was nasty. And another great outing for him, who may have been a little extra motivated after being snubbed from the All-Star game. But the question we're asking as we lead up to the trade deadline here, do you think this team needs minor moves? Or can they get by with minor moves? Can they get by with little improvements to the outfield, little improvements to the bullpen? Or do they need a splash? Do they need to do something major? Because the more I watch this team, and where I just feel like if you go out, you try to make these little moves around the margins that haven't worked the last couple years, I don't think they're going to work this year either. I think they need to bring in a difference maker. And if that means trading somebody from the major league roster, like an Alec Bohm, if that means trading your best prospect in Andrew Painter Hugh, I just think that's the way you need to go this year. This is an all-in year for the Phillies.
No, I mean, I get what you're saying, but I don't know how comfortable I am giving up the future knowing that, you know, number one, how hard it is to find good pitching. That's number one. And the fact that Wheeler has let it be known that he's out of here in the next couple of years. And let's not forget Aaron Nola. We don't know what we're going to get from that. And another piece of piece of nugget for your little chicken McNugget. Ranger Suarez is not under contract. But, it's a lot. That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
Got 1 year left to Lizardo, too.
Yeah, that's
for me,
a lot.
That's even more reason to go for it now.
No, I mean,
guys.
I want to go for it, but I also don't want the cover to be bare. Covered.
Nailed it. Yeah.
No, I thought I got it wrong. You know, I'm so self-conscious.
The cupboard will be fine, guys. The cupboard won't be bare.
I don't know, man.
They'll have things in the cupboard.
I don't know. Like, I think back not that long ago when we were on Andrew Painter watch before he got hurt and how excited this organization was for this young pitcher to be coming up. And now all of a sudden, we're just going to trade him because to satisfy our big mood feel. That's just like, you know what I mean? You're going and you're working out, getting ready for summer, getting shredded, and you go get the cookie. You're going to want to go get a big old ice cream bowl or something like that with the cookie on top.
Shred
season, man. You got to stay the course. This team, when they said they were going to run it back, everybody was happy that they didn't break this core up. Mm. Now, the pitching staff is giving you some strong pitching. And you haven't been able to capitalize on that. Now,
you can't hit.
The thing that was encouraging to me last night was that they were trying to manufacture runs. They were trying to do that. They were trying to move runners over. And I know people don't want to hear that, and that kind of plays into my move runners over thing.
Yeah, small
ball. Everybody got thoroughly irritated by. But You saw it on display last night. You saw a little bit of that last night. I saw it for at least six innings last night. They were trying to move runners over.
Man, but you must have. I can only imagine Hugh last night when Bryce hit a nice little soft single in the first inning. That must have brought a tear to your eye. You must have loved that.
No, listen.
A little small ball. There we go.
See,
singles hitter Bryce.
This is where I get a little sensitive, right? Because I know how people are about baseball, you know, and I'm trying to comfort them the best way that I can by giving you my analysis.
Pull one in that 3-4 hole right
people,
there.
People, that's what they do. They be like, oh, you don't know what you're talking about, Hugh Douglas. Be quiet. And I'm just like, man, that's where they are now. And if I'm not mistaken, even who was it? I just forgot his name. We worked with him.
Mosh.
No, not
Mosh.
No, I'm not.
It's always
not throwing,
Kyle's default answer.
I'm not throwing Mosh under the bus. Was on the broadcast last night.
Ruben Amaro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ruben, my bag. I forgot. I had a brain fart. But Ruben was even talking about how, you know, the guys were trying to, you know, play small ball a little
bit. Yeah.
But damn, I forgot
Ruben's
name.
You got to go for it. That's where I'm at this point.
You're going to be all right, dude.
But me?
I miss gummy night, man. Messing around with y'all. Miss gummy night. I got to get that gummy to level me out, man. Y'all messing up my levels right now.
Yeah, I thought last night was gummy. Yeah. Oh, no, you're saving gummy night for Taiwan tonight. That's true. I forgot about
I made
that.
Some. You know what? I made some chicken the other day.
Yeah. Taiwan and gummies might not be a good experience.
I made
for
chicken
it.
Too. It was good. It was all right.
Nice.
I don't give a shit.
215-592-9494 in a few minutes. We'll get to some of the things Dave Dombrowski had to say in a recent sit down interview with Scott Lauber of the Philadelphia Inquirer. That's coming up. First, let's go back to the phone. Let's go to Warren and Gwinnett Valley. What's up, Warren?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Hugh. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on, man?
Tom, I got to say, your rants are just amazing, the way you can speak and the words to flow out of your mouth, whatever the subject is, on the spot. You know, people put you out there, and you just hit it out of the park better than any Phillies player, for sure.
No, well, thank you, Warren. I appreciate that.
That's kind of a low bar, though. They don't hit too many home runs.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that's not a compliment. I'm not sure.
Well, let me tell you, when you can go down to Houston and barely scrape up a run, I think Tom Kelly's looking pretty good.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I can score more than none, I guess.
You can score more than the whole Phillies team in three games.
Well, there you go. Well, what do you think the Phillies should do, Warren?
I agree with you, and they need to go for it now. They cannot wait. And I've heard the debate, you know, from you and from others about the prospects that are coming. They're coming. Well, we need players that can contribute now. So if you have to trade some of the prospects that may or may not pan out in 1, 2, 3 years, whatever, this team with its veterans and this pitching staff can't wait for these guys to mature. So I totally agree with you. And Hugh, I'm a little bit concerned about your cupboard as a single guy. So I would definitely stick more stuff in your cupboards. I mean, you cannot have your cupboards bare.
Wait a minute. When we talk, is that a metaphor? What do you mean, my cupboards?
That's a metaphor.
You brought up the cupboard metaphor, Hugh, a few minutes ago.
That's your metaphor.
You brought it up.
It went over my head. Yeah, okay, yeah. I got you. I'm working on that, man.
Yeah, just catching up. Just catching up. Yeah, this Phillies team, they got to get that cupboard filled up for this season.
Yeah, I hear you, Warren. Appreciate the call. And that's the thing, man. I get you don't want to trade, and I understand that you don't want to just go out and, you know, trade good young prospects if you're not getting equal value back. But I do think, like, there are going to be players out there on the market. They might not be there yet, because as we talked about, there are a lot of teams still think they're in the mix right now. That's going to change significantly in the next couple weeks. And I think as you lead up to the deadline, that final week, I think there are going to be a ton of players put on the market. And yeah, you're probably going to have to overpay, but I think it will be worth it because, Hugh, I just keep watching the starting staff and I cannot wrap my head around the idea of you not really going for it and kind of wasting this great starting pitcher. You just can't do it.
Well, I think that they feel that when they ran it back outside of Alec Bowman, even he was appreciative of the fact that he was here, that they felt like they were close, you know, but for whatever reason, the bats went cold. And that has been the case. When you look at this team and the wins that they've had over the last couple of years, they're one of the top teams in Major League Baseball. There's no question about that. They just need to figure out a way to keep it going when it matters. That was the biggest thing that sticks out to me during the playoffs against the Mets, that they just couldn't get going. And the Mets took advantage of that. You got to be able to hit, man. You got to be able to have that timely hitting. And especially when you're going against that really, really good pitching that you're going to see in the postseason.
Yeah, and you just need – I just think you need one more impact guy. You need somebody who can hit the ball out of the park. I don't know who it is right now, but I do think there are going to be opportunities out there. Let's go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, Tom?
What's up, man? How you doing?
So TK, I heard you do a little thing in there on Harper about hitting a little ground ball that made Hugh happy. So part of the reason why his wrist is injured is because he's got such a violent swing. I think that's kind of what everybody thinks. He's not going to be that guy right now. So taking a base hit like that, I'm totally fine with it. It's going to take him some time to build up his strength or get used to it, whatever. Maybe change his swing a little bit. So if we can get a base hit singles out of Harper, that's better than striking out like he did, you know, last week quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's a step in the right direction, Jeff, but I still think, man, like they need Bryce to be Bryce at some point.
Yeah, I know, but that's not going to happen right now. But I do agree with you, however, that they need to make a big splash, and I'm totally fine with trading Bohm and Painter if I have to get a big-time bat, because Painter is not exactly lighting up the minor leagues right now. And Bohm, you know, he gets some hits every now and then. He gets hot. But I can't have that guy up at the plate in a big game with runners in scoring position, the guy in front of him just walked, and him going up there and swinging at the first pitch that he sees, and then ultimately striking out or hitting a weak ground ball. He does way too much of that.
Yeah, Jeff, that's the thing with a guy like Bohm is, you know, he could have a great regular season, just like he had last year. He hit, what, close 300. But I have no confidence in that guy in a big spot in the playoffs. Like, none. And on Friday, the game, where he has the bases loaded, strikes out looking, doesn't take the bat off his shoulder, and, you know, you
and
look at
whines about it.
Right. And, I mean, this is a guy, let's not forget, Rob Thompson benched him. Rob Thompson benched him in game two of that series last year. That's how little faith he had in him. And that's why you look at this offseason. Okay, you couldn't get the trade done, but I think that gives you a real glimpse into the mindset of the organization. It's like they know that this lineup isn't good enough. They know that this core isn't good enough.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you think Dombrowski will do a big splash? Because I'm not so confident that he will. I think he should. But I'm not so confident that he will.
Yeah, no, it's a good question, Jeff, and I appreciate the call. I don't have a ton of confidence. And a lot of it comes from the quotes that he gave to Scott Lauber this week in the Philadelphia Inquirer. Do you have a chance to read any of this, Hugh? These inspiring quotes
read
from Dave Dombrowski?
The Inquirer? Don't you need a subscription to do that? And I'd be damned if I'm buying a paper.
Okay. Well, I'll read them to you, so it's all good. You didn't need that. I love the response. Read?
I mean, I can read, but it's like, pay for it? Yeah. Oh,
hey, you're the guy who could spell tsunami right in the first segment, not me.
What kind of, what are you talking about? Pay for a paper? What are you talking about?
Well, anyway, the Inquirer does great work. Scott Lauber does great work interviewing Dave Dombrowski.
No, shout out to Scott.
But here's what Dave Dombrowski had to say. A few of the snippets of what he had to say to Scott. He said, in terms of what the Phillies are going to be looking for at the deadline, he said, well, it's not going to be starting rotation, and our lineup doesn't have an abundance of places that are a hole. So I think by process of elimination, the bullpen would be the area we would address most openly.
You know what I like about that? Because I'm pretty sure Kyle has read it a few times.
You're just the most childish person I've ever met.
I knew this was going to happen.
But no, the As level of, when he read it, the level of irritation that Kyle had when you were reading that. And he's probably read it a few times.
Well, I think we might get we have to do something to drive prospective Kyle back on vacation.
He's in hibernation today. That look was actually Hugh's face when you read that.
No,
because like he had a secret to hide.
No, hearing that, I automatically channel my inner fan, and when fans hear that, they get irritated, and I feel like it's my job to tell you, listen. We are coming up on a trade deadline where there's a lot of teams that are tightly grouped together, right?
Yeah.
You are really, really not in a position, unless you're going to give up a whole lot, to get anybody. Because a lot of teams still – the only team that I can say that's out of it in our division right now is the Braves.
And Washington.
They're
not trading any of their young guys.
Yeah. But I'm talking about potential trade partners.
Right.
Is the Braves. So, because what, they're like 11 games out or something like that?
Yeah. They're 11 games under as of last night.
Well, 11 games under. So, when you say stuff like that, you have to be careful that you're not showing your hand. And you want to operate from a position of power. Because like I said, you have like at least 20 teams that were in within 10 games separates all of them. I say 10 games, I mean they're within 10 games of each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got it.
No, it's just frustrating when he talks about the lineup not having a lot of holes when we know it does have holes.
Yeah, but my thing is, what are you supposed to say? Hey, my lineup stinks.
Fair.
Especially if you're trying to, at some point, trade somebody. That everybody's talking about trading Bohm that nobody wanted in the offseason.
I just think what worries me is that Perspective Dave has gone a little bit too far off the deep end, because it reminds me of the comments he made after the Mets series. We weren't the worst Chase team in the playoffs. It just makes me wonder if he actually is doing what you're saying, Hugh, and that's not showing his hand, or if he actually, like, this is what he feels. If that's what he feels, that's a little bit concerning.
I can see the reason why you would feel that way, but still, no. Put it like this, Kyle. There was rumors that they wanted to trade Alec Bohm, right? But from their perspective, they never really confirmed that.
Well,
I mean, but it was out
there.
Bryce did, but as an organization, they really didn't confirm that.
And Bryce has a lot of information, but here was more in terms of what Kyle had been saying about what's real and what's not, because this is what Dave Dombrowski had to say as well about the outfield. He said, Brandon Marsh has been performing very well for us. Max Kepler is close to a 20 home run pace and playing good defense. So I don't know, maybe that is posturing, maybe that's real, but this next one is what really bothers me. Is he's asked about a right-handed bat and acquiring a right-handed bat. He says, well, where do you find them? I know that some of the names are mentioned. Okay, why don't you get this guy? Why don't you get that guy? Well, they're hitting like 200 or 220. A lot of guys that were out there in the wintertime, that's what they're hitting too. Okay, well, that's your job, man. Like, I don't know what else to say. Like, your job is to go out there and find guys. Like, what are we paying you millions of dollars for?
If you
say there's nobody to go get in all of baseball.
The where do you find them is a little ridiculous. Like,
it's crazy.
You tell us, dude.
Yeah, that's your job to find them. Like, it's literally your job to go find these guys. So that's crazy. And that what really bothers me is this totally differs from what Dave Dombrowski had to say a few weeks ago. Here was Dave a few weeks ago when asked about, and this conversation was about Bryce potentially moving to the outfield. And here was what Bryce or Dave Dombrowski had to say.
Well, Bryce has said that Bryce will be willing to do whatever needs to be done. And that's, you know, one of the many things that are great about him. I would really prefer not to do that. He's turned into a very good first baseman. For whatever reason, people discount defense when they're talking about these things. So with these moves, so you could go get a and I'm just, let's just say you wanted to get a right-handed bat. I could go get a right-handed bat and put him in left field. But he might not catch the ball. You know, I mean, you do need the kind of the combination of that. So Bryce adds a lot for us at first base right now. And so, again, I don't want to ever say never, but I would say it's not likely.
Well, which one is it? Because in one comment, he's saying, where do you find him? In the other one, he's saying, oh, well, I could go get a right-handed bat. Like, I could go get one. But we don't know if he can play the field. What's real and what's not? Can you go get a guy or can you not go get a guy?
Well, like I said, I feel like it's him trying to operate from a position of power, you know, and not show his hand. And I feel like for them that they don't want to give up their prospects because they're the future. The reality of all of this team is getting old, and the window for them to win a World Series is closing. And you have to weigh that against, you know, mortgaging your farm system and feeling like you have a real shot at winning it all, you know. So I think that's kind of where they're at right now.
Well, I think they have a real shot at winning it all. What do you
think? Well, they definitely do. Like, I think. They have it, like they have a World Series contending roster. They absolutely have to make a move that can boost their chances of doing that. But like, I just wonder, because what's so different about? Because he's talking about a guy that goes out in left field. But what if he doesn't catch the ball? Like, what does he call what they're doing right now? Like, they can't catch the ball anyway.
Right. And
what if they get a guy that can hit? Like, that's a net positive to me.
Right. And you literally did get what within two games of winning the World Series with Kyle Schwarber in left field. So I'll take my chances. And I think the guy he might be kind of talking about there, even though he didn't mention his name, is a guy like Brent Rooker from the A's. Yeah, go get that guy. Like, he's a right-handed bat, hits a ton of home runs. That's a guy who I don't think you need to, like, give up your entire farm system for. So that would make some sense. But Dombrowski just drives me nuts, man. And I, whether it's posturing or not, just his comments are frustrating. And I don't know what the real thinking is. I don't know what's posturing and what's real, but they got to do something. You got to get a right-handed bat. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Matt in Wilmington. What's up, Matt?
Matt. Hey, this has been a problem for a long time, center field. And Dombrowski has dropped the ball in the offseason, and we knew this last year. So it's not something that's thrown on our lap, you know, like now. I mean, he hasn't got the center field. And it's been clear. It's been the elephant in the room for, like you said, 2 years. He hasn't got it done.
Well, Matt, I remember after right after the Diamondback series, we talked so much about Rojas and Marsh in center field, and there's no way you can do this next year. It's a year and a half later, and we're still doing it.
That's what I'm talking about. It's old news. It's like the elephant in the room. Like, come on, get it done. He's going to either have to get rid of two good pitchers to get it, or like you said earlier, Harper in center field. You got to do something to make that center field stable, and it's not. And you can put a lot of guys on first.
No, we're
losing that back. Cricket.
We're losing you there, Matt. I appreciate the call. And I don't think Matt meant Harper in center field. That obviously wouldn't be the case. And I don't think you should move Bryce back to the outfield regardless.
Yeah, because you're moving to first base to keep him healthier, right?
Right, exactly. But find an outfielder. Like, again, this is Dave Dombrowski's job. His job is to go find these guys. This is why he's getting paid millions of dollars. And that's why I never like the excuse when people will say, oh, well, what would you have done? Like, who would you have gotten? Well, that's not my job. Like, it's his job to find guys who can come in and help. And for two straight deadlines and really two straight off seasons, he's failed to do that. He's failed to do that with this lineup.
Yes.
Yes. And it's frustrating.
No, I mean, I get it. No, it is.
I was really
teasing TK about the way he was talking. He was just upset about the lineup. Oh. But this is the group that they ran back with. And these are the guys that we have to get it done with.
Yeah.
And like I said earlier, the fact that there are so many teams so tightly grouped together, it's going to be hard to find or make that major splash that you want to make without sacrificing your farm.
Yeah, it will be. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, listen, man, y'all right, man. Dave and Rob, right, in this offseason, right, they should have been already – you know, knowing who to bring into the organization to get us over this hump, right? And I believe, like I keep saying, and I've been saying it, and I'm not going against it. And we got the team, man. It's just that these guys got to put more work in, man. As far as, you know, the batting coaches and all that, right? They gotta like get these guys timing down, man, and you know, focus more on seeing the ball, man. You know, and you know, incorporating the small ball into the game, man. Because this is what's going to help us get over the hump. I know we got our sluggers. We've been a slugging type of team the whole entire 4 years, right? But now the small ball is going to help us get over that hump, right? So we got to get better with that. And in the beginning of the season, they should have had this discussion. Just like when we brought Saquon in with the Eagles. Listen, it's not going to be a passing season. We're going to do more running. So they said this is what's going to happen. It's going to be a little change. And they talked it out. They got the guys on, you know, got everybody on deck. This is how we're going to win the Super Bowl. And that's what happened. We got to get these guys in the same mindset of, okay, we got to incorporate the small ball if we want to win.
Rowing in the same direction.
I hear you, Will. I appreciate the call. I don't know if it's necessarily small ball or hitting home runs. I don't think that, like, you just got to score runs however you can.
Yeah, you got to get
it. Whether it's power, whether it's small ball, you just got to find ways to get guys in. I don't think it's like a huge philosophical thing. I think it's a talent thing, and I think this team needs more talent. And hey, to acquire it, you're going to need to give stuff up at the deadline. So if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, when it comes to the trade deadline, what do you think the Phillies should do here? A few minor moves or make a big splash, change things up? Are you willing to trade a guy like Bum? Are you willing to trade a guy like Andrew Payne? Or you want to get in on that? Also, we will get to an unbelievably bad performance last night by the umpires, Phil Cuzzy in particular, behind home plate, and what Bryce Harper and Rob Thompson had to say about it. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.